A think tank is calling for the government to auction off border exemptions to the highest bidder. The New Zealand Initiative says the current application process is slow and ineffective, and allowing bidding for entry to the country would bring in more overseas executives and key workers. Roger Partridge is the chair of the New Zealand Initiative. He joins me now. Kia ora to you, Mr. Partridge. Is it worth putting the country's health status up for a lottery for a bid?
Well, the problem is that the border exemptions for critical workers themselves have become a bit of a lottery. We surveyed our members over the last week, and they're a majority of the largest companies in New Zealand. And what we found that border exemptions are as scarce as a winning lottery ticket, and whether or not they get one seems to be a matter of chance. And the consequence of that is that large projects across the country are stalling. We heard stories of major plant commissioning having to be deferred, of senior executives and their families being marooned overseas after resigning from their jobs to take up leadership positions in New Zealand. And also, and this is a bit not so intuitive, also concerns about staff from overseas in New Zealand working on projects resigning because they're unable to get back overseas to visit their families and then get back into the country. So there's a handbrake on the economy occurring because of the way the list-based critical worker exemption process is working.
What projects do you know of that are on hold because they can't get the people into the country?
Well, I can't give you specifics because the feedback we got from our members was on conditions of confidentiality. But we did get widespread concerns about delays and interruptions to projects because of a lack of the specialist niche workers that aren't available domestically but are available overseas.
One would think that if their need was pressing and they could make a good case, they would get entry into this country. Why should we then auction it off to whoever's got the biggest checkbook?
Well, the problem is that officials have no way of knowing which critical workers are most critical. Is it the tunnelling engineer needed for a major infrastructure project or the digital security specialist needed for a national network industry? And even worse than that, the government's priority list is dominated by the so-called shovel-ready projects announced by the government in June. Yet surely we should be prioritising projects that are already underway, where the shovels are already being used, which have the highest prospect of keeping Kiwis in work.
So just to take your reasoning then, how would you turn it around the system? I mean, is it just a lottery, or clearly who would administer it? There have to be criteria imposed here, wouldn't there?
The beauty of an auction system is that you don't need to put in place criteria.
So it just comes down to money. That's the beauty of the auction system. Whoever pays the highest gets the gig.
That's right. Now, we'd be talking about those exemptions that the government has available for business. So we wouldn't be talking about taking border entry places away from returning Kiwis or away from people that are needed by the for places that are needed for the government's other social objectives. But the government's used to auctioning off scarce resources. It does this, for example, with radio spectrum. And the beauty of an auction
is a bit of, with all due respect, Mr. Partridge, there's a bit of difference between auctioning off radio spectrum for 5G services and getting people in for what you call critical projects if you've got the money for it.
Well, of course there's a difference, but what's similar about them is they're both a scarce concession from the government. And the benefit of an auction is that the government would end up being assured that the bidder had the highest value use for the place. And so that most likely it'll be the company that's facing with a big project underway. You wouldn't want, for example, Transmission Gully or the Auckland City Rail Link being held up because a business with a lower value use needed an employee that could be and needed an exemption that could be better used and could be of greater value to the economy if there was an auction system.
Do you have an idea as to how much money this sort of thing would raise?
I don't. But the beauty again of an auction system is the government could use the proceeds to beef up managed isolation and quarantining capacity at the border.
And who would run that? Would that be run by private sector as well?
The auction would be run by MBIE.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Roger Partridge, who's the chair of the New Zealand Initiative